You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello and welcome to Tips, Tricks, and Insights, where we delve into various topics related to business and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, ML. Today, we're going to explore the important topic of business ethics and corporate social responsibility. Business ethics refers to the set of moral principles and values that guide the behavior of businesses and their interactions with customers, employees, and society at large. It encompasses issues such as honesty, fairness, respect, and accountability. Corporate social responsibility, on the other hand, refers to the responsibility of businesses to contribute positively to society and the environment beyond their economic goals. It's essential for businesses to consider these topics because they not only impact their reputation, but also their bottom line. Today's consumers are more socially conscious and expect companies to behave ethically and responsibly. A company that engages in unethical practices or fails to consider its impact on society and the environment is likely to face negative consequences such as public outrage, loss of customers, and legal actions. Moreover, businesses that prioritize ethics and social responsibility are more likely to attract and retain talented employees and build stronger relationships with their customers, suppliers, and communities. They also have a positive impact on society and the environment, contributing to sustainable development and a better future for all. Therefore, it's crucial for businesses to adopt ethical practices and embrace their social responsibility. In this episode, we'll discuss the various aspects of business ethics and corporate social responsibility, provide examples of companies that have successfully implemented them, and share tips on how to incorporate these practices into your business. So, let's get started. Business ethics is a branch of applied ethics that deals with ethical principles and values that arise in the context of business activities. The concept of business ethics refers to the moral principles and standards that govern the behavior of individuals and organizations engaged in commercial activities. Ethics is concerned with the study of morality, which is concerned with right and wrong conduct. In the context of business, ethics refers to the set of moral values and principles that guide the behavior of individuals and organizations in the commercial sector. Business ethics is concerned with ensuring that business practices are conducted in a manner that is fair, honest, and responsible, and that they are in accordance with legal and regulatory requirements. Businesses face a range of ethical issues that can arise in the course of their operations. Some of the most common ethical issues that businesses face include discrimination in the workplace on the basis of race. Gender, age, religion, or sexual orientation is an ethical issue that businesses must address. Environmental responsibility. Businesses must consider the impact of their activities on the environment and take steps to minimize their environmental footprint. Bribery and corruption. Bribery and corruption are major ethical issues in the business world. Businesses must ensure that they are not involved in any form of corrupt practices. Labor practices. Businesses must ensure that they treat their employees fairly and ethically. This includes providing a safe and healthy work environment, fair wages, and non-discriminatory practices. Intellectual property rights. Businesses must respect the intellectual property rights of others and ensure that their own intellectual property is protected. Social responsibility. Businesses must consider the impact of their activities on society and take steps to ensure that they are not causing harm to the communities in which they operate. Privacy. Businesses must ensure that they respect the privacy of their customers and employees and protect their personal information. Accounting practices. Businesses must adhere to ethical accounting practices and ensure that their financial reporting is accurate and transparent. In summary, business ethics refers to the set of moral principles and standards that govern the behavior of individuals and organizations engaged in commercial activities. Ethical issues that businesses face include discrimination, environmental responsibility, bribery and corruption, labor practices, intellectual property rights, social responsibility, privacy, and accounting practices. Corporate social responsibility, or CSR, is a concept that has gained increasing importance in the business world over the past few decades. It refers to the idea that businesses have a responsibility to consider not just their financial bottom line, but also their impact on society and the environment. At its core, CSR is about balancing profit with purpose. It's about recognizing that businesses don't exist in a vacuum, and that they have a role to play in the larger social and environmental ecosystem. This means taking steps to minimize negative impacts and maximize positive ones. One common example of a CSR initiative is environmental sustainability. This might involve reducing a company's carbon footprint, minimizing waste and pollution, and ensuring that the resources it uses are sustainable over the long term. Another example might be investing in the local community through initiatives like job training programs, education programs, or charitable donations. Some businesses have taken CSR even further, incorporating it into their core business model. For example, a company might create a product or service that directly addresses a social or environmental issue, like renewable energy or fair trade products. This type of approach is often referred to as social entrepreneurship, and is becoming increasingly popular among businesses that want to make a positive impact on the world. One of the most important things to keep in mind when it comes to CSR is that it's not just a nice to have or a PR move. There is a growing body of research that suggests that businesses that prioritize social responsibility tend to perform better over the long term. This is in part because consumers and investors are increasingly demanding that businesses take responsibility for their actions and are willing to reward those that do so. That said, implementing CSR initiatives can be challenging, especially for smaller businesses with limited resources. Some common challenges include balancing short-term financial pressures with long-term sustainability goals, navigating complex regulations and stakeholder demands, and measuring the impact of CSR initiatives in a meaningful way. Despite these challenges, however, there are a growing number of resources available to help businesses develop and implement effective CSR strategies. These might include consulting firms, industry associations, and government agencies, as well as academic research and case studies from other businesses that have successfully implemented CSR initiatives. Ultimately, the key to effective CSR is to view it not as an add-on or an afterthought, but as a core part of a business's mission and strategy. By taking a proactive approach to social responsibility, businesses can not only do good in the world, but also improve their bottom line and build stronger relationships with their customers, employees, and stakeholders. Businesses that prioritize ethics and corporate social responsibility can reap numerous benefits, ranging from increased brand reputation to improved financial performance. In this section, we will discuss some of the key benefits that businesses can enjoy when they prioritize ethics and CSR. First and foremost, businesses that are ethical and socially responsible can enhance their reputation and build trust with stakeholders. This includes customers, employees, shareholders, and the wider community. When businesses demonstrate that they care about more than just profits and are committed to making a positive impact, stakeholders are more likely to view them positively and trust them. In addition to enhancing reputation, businesses that prioritize ethics and CSR can also attract and retain talent more easily. In today's competitive job market, employees are increasingly drawn to companies that align with their values and demonstrate a commitment to social responsibility. Companies that prioritize CSR and ethics are more likely to attract top talent and have lower turnover rates. Another benefit of prioritizing ethics and CSR is that it can lead to better risk management. By operating with high ethical standards, businesses can minimize the likelihood of legal and regulatory issues, as well as other reputational risks. CSR initiatives can also help businesses identify potential risks, such as supply chain issues or environmental concerns, and address them before they become more serious. Moreover, companies that prioritize ethics and CSR can see financial benefits. This may include increased customer loyalty, higher sales, and improved financial performance. For example, research has shown that consumers are willing to pay more for products from socially responsible companies. In addition, companies that prioritize CSR are often able to reduce costs, such as energy and waste reduction initiatives. There are numerous examples of companies that have benefited from prioritizing ethics and CSR. One well-known example is Patagonia, an outdoor clothing company that is committed to sustainability and environmental protection. Patagonia has taken numerous steps to reduce its environmental impact, including reducing water usage in its manufacturing process and using recycled materials in its products. As a result, Patagonia has built a strong reputation as a socially responsible company and has seen increased sales and brand loyalty. Another example is Starbucks, which has implemented numerous CSR initiatives, including supporting farmers who grow coffee beans and reducing waste through recycling and composting. These initiatives have helped Starbucks build a reputation as a socially responsible company, which has led to increased customer loyalty and financial success. There are numerous benefits to prioritizing ethics and corporate social responsibility. By demonstrating a commitment to making a positive impact and operating with high ethical standards, businesses can enhance their reputation, attract and retain talent manage risks more effectively, and see financial benefits. Companies such as Patagonia and Starbucks have demonstrated that prioritizing ethics and CSR can lead to long-term success and sustained growth. Ethical dilemmas are situations where individuals or organizations face a moral conflict between two or more courses of action. In the context of business, ethical dilemmas can arise in a variety of areas, such as finance, marketing, employment, and environmental issues. In this section, we will explore some of the most common ethical dilemmas that businesses face and examine how they have been addressed. The conflict of interest occurs when an individual or organization has competing interests, loyalties, or obligations that might interfere with their ability to act in the best interests of the business or its stakeholders. A common example is when a manager or executive has a personal financial interest in a supplier, competitor, or customer. This can lead to biased decision-making, compromised integrity, or the appearance of impropriety. To address this, companies often have policies and procedures in place to disclose and manage conflicts of interest, such as recusal, divestiture, or transparency. Whistleblowing is the act of disclosing unethical or illegal activities within an organization to the public or authorities. Whistleblowers may face retaliation, harassment, or legal consequences for speaking out, but they also play a crucial role in exposing wrongdoing and promoting accountability. Ethical dilemmas can arise when employees witness misconduct but feel conflicted about reporting it, either because of loyalty to the company, fear of retribution, or uncertainty about the consequences. To address this, companies can establish channels for reporting misconduct, protect whistleblowers from retaliation, and foster a culture of ethical awareness and accountability. Bribery and corruption refer to the use of financial or other incentives to influence or manipulate decision-making, often for personal gain or to obtain an unfair advantage. This can take many forms, such as offering gifts, favors, or kickbacks to government officials, suppliers, or customers. Bribery and corruption not only violate ethical principles, but also undermine trust, fairness, and competition in the marketplace. To address this, companies can establish policies and controls to prevent, detect, and report bribery and corruption, such as due diligence, audits, and compliance training. Environmental responsibility refers to the ethical obligation of businesses to minimize their impact on the environment and promote sustainable practices. Ethical dilemmas can arise when companies face competing priorities, such as profitability, customer demands, or regulatory compliance, that conflict with environmental concerns. For example, a company may be tempted to cut corners on environmental standards to reduce costs or increase production. To address this, companies can adopt environmental policies and practices that balance economic and environmental objectives, such as carbon footprint reduction, waste management, and eco-labeling. Labor practices refer to the ethical treatment of employees and workers throughout the supply chain, including fair wages, working conditions, and human rights. Ethical dilemmas can arise when companies face pressures to cut costs, meet deadlines, or compete with low-cost suppliers, which can lead to labor exploitation, discrimination, or unsafe conditions. To address this, companies can adopt labor standards and practices that uphold human dignity and respect, such as fair labor standards, social audits, and stakeholder engagement. Johnson & Johnson's Tylenol crisis. In 1982, 7 people died after taking Tylenol capsules laced with cyanide. Johnson & Johnson responded by recalling all Tylenol products, offering free replacements, and introducing tamper-proof packaging. This showed the company's commitment to customer safety and ethical responsibility, despite the financial costs and reputational damage. Patagonia's environmental stewardship. Patagonia, a clothing company, has been a leader in promoting sustainable practices, such as using organic cotton, reducing waste, and investing in renewable energy. In 2016, the company pledged to donate all proceeds from Black Friday sales to grassroots environmental organizations, which resulted in a donation of $10 million. This demonstrated Patagonia's commitment to social and environmental responsibility, and it helped to build customer loyalty among those who value sustainability. Walmart's labor practices. Walmart, one of the largest retailers in the world, has faced criticism for its labor practices, including low wages, inadequate benefits, and anti-union policies. In response, the company has taken steps to improve working conditions for its employees, such as increasing the minimum wage, providing better training, and offering more flexible scheduling. While these efforts have been criticized as insufficient by some, they demonstrate the company's recognition of its ethical responsibilities towards its employees. Nike's sweatshop scandal. In the 1990s, Nike faced criticism for its labor practices, including the use of sweatshops in countries such as Indonesia and Vietnam. The company responded by improving conditions for workers in its factories, such as raising wages and providing better working conditions. Nike also implemented a system for monitoring its suppliers and ensuring compliance with labor standards. While the company still faces criticism for its labor practices in some quarters, it has made significant progress in addressing these issues. These examples demonstrate that businesses can successfully address ethical dilemmas by taking proactive steps to promote ethical behavior and respond to ethical lapses. However, it is important to note that these efforts are not always easy or straightforward, and they may require significant resources and commitment from a company's leadership. In addition, the effectiveness of these efforts may depend on factors such as the company's industry, size, and organizational culture. Business ethics is an essential aspect of running a successful and sustainable business. By adopting ethical practices, businesses can build trust with customers, employees, and other stakeholders, enhance their reputation, and create long-term value. CSR initiatives also provide a way for companies to give back to society and address social and environmental challenges. However, businesses also face ethical dilemmas, ranging from conflicts of interest to human rights abuses. By taking proactive steps to address these dilemmas and promote ethical behavior, businesses can demonstrate their commitment to ethical responsibility and help to build a more just and sustainable world. Ultimately, businesses must strike a balance between their financial objectives and their ethical responsibilities. But by prioritizing ethics and CSR, they can create value not just for themselves, but for society as a whole. Business ethics and corporate social responsibility have become increasingly important in today's business world. Consumers, employees, investors, and other stakeholders are demanding that businesses operate in a socially responsible manner, and failure to do so can have serious consequences for a company's reputation and bottom line. In this section, we will discuss some tips and strategies for businesses looking to implement strong ethics and CSR initiatives, as well as the challenges they may face in doing so. Establish a code of ethics. One of the first steps a company can take to establish a strong ethical culture is to develop and implement a code of ethics. This document should outline the company's values, principles, and guidelines for ethical behavior. The code of ethics should be communicated to all employees, and training should be provided to ensure that everyone understands the expectations and consequences of unethical behavior. Create a CSR strategy. A CSR strategy should be developed that aligns with the company's values, mission, and business objectives. This should involve identifying the social and environmental issues that are most relevant to the company's industry and stakeholders, setting goals and targets for improvement, and measuring and reporting on progress. Engage stakeholders. Stakeholder engagement is a key element of a successful CSR strategy. Businesses should seek to understand the perspectives and expectations of their stakeholders, including customers, employees, investors, suppliers, and local communities. This can be achieved through surveys, focus groups, and other forms of feedback. Embed ethics and CSR in business processes. To ensure that ethics and CSR are not viewed as separate from the business, they should be embedded in all aspects of the company's operations. This includes procurement, supply chain management, marketing, and product development. Ethical considerations should be integrated into decision-making processes, and CSR should be considered a core business function. Measure and report on progress to ensure accountability.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In transparency, companies should establish metrics and reporting mechanisms to track progress against their CSR goals. This can include sustainability reporting, stakeholder engagement metrics, and employee surveys. Regular reporting and communication of progress can help to build trust and credibility with stakeholders. While implementing strong ethics and CSR initiatives can bring many benefits to a company, there are also challenges that businesses may face in doing so. Some of the common challenges are resistance to change. Resistance to change is a common challenge that businesses may face when implementing new policies or initiatives. Employees may be resistant to changes in processes or procedures, or may be skeptical of the company's commitment to ethics and CSR. Lack of resources. Implementing strong ethics and CSR initiatives can require significant resources, including time, money, and personnel. This can be a challenge for small or medium-sized businesses who may not have the same resources as larger corporations. Conflicting priorities. Businesses may face competing priorities, such as profitability and shareholder value, which can sometimes conflict with ethical and CSR considerations. This can make it difficult to prioritize and allocate resources to CSR initiatives. Cultural differences. Companies operating in different regions or countries may encounter cultural differences that affect their ability to implement strong ethics and CSR initiatives. This can include differences in legal frameworks, social norms, and business practices. Lack of awareness. Some businesses may simply be unaware of the importance of ethics and CSR, or may not understand the potential benefits. This can make it difficult to gain buy-in from stakeholders or to allocate resources to these initiatives. Implementing strong ethics and CSR initiatives is a key part of building a sustainable and responsible business. By establishing a code of ethics, developing a CSR strategy, engaging stakeholders, embedding ethics and CSR in business processes, and monitoring progress, companies can create a culture of ethical behavior and social responsibility that benefits not only the company, but also its employees, customers, and the wider community. However, it is important to recognize that implementing strong ethics and CSR initiatives is not without its challenges. One major challenge is the tension between short-term financial goals and long-term social and environmental objectives. Some businesses may prioritize profit over social responsibility, particularly if they operate in a highly competitive industry where cutting costs is seen as necessary for survival. This tension can be addressed by making a business case for ethics and CSR, showing how these initiatives can contribute to long-term profitability by improving brand reputation, attracting and retaining customers, and reducing risks and costs associated with unethical behavior. Another challenge is ensuring that ethics and CSR initiatives are effectively communicated and implemented throughout the organization. This requires strong leadership, effective training, and clear communication to ensure that employees understand the importance of ethics and CSR and are empowered to act in accordance with these principles. It is also important to engage stakeholders, including customers, suppliers, and the wider community, in the development and implementation of ethics and CSR initiatives to ensure that these initiatives are aligned with the needs and expectations of these stakeholders. Finally, it is important to regularly monitor and evaluate the effectiveness of ethics and CSR initiatives to ensure that they are achieving their intended goals and are aligned with the changing needs and expectations of stakeholders. This requires the collection and analysis of relevant data, such as social and environmental impact metrics, as well as regular engagement with stakeholders to gather feedback and make improvements. Implementing strong ethics and CSR initiatives is essential for building a sustainable and responsible business. While there are challenges associated with implementing these initiatives, businesses can overcome these challenges by making a business case for ethics and CSR, effectively communicating and implementing initiatives throughout the organization, engaging stakeholders, and regularly monitoring and evaluating the effectiveness of these initiatives. By doing so, businesses can create a culture of ethical behavior and social responsibility that benefits not only the company, but also its employees, customers, and the wider community. Implementing business ethics and corporate social responsibility initiatives can have a significant impact on a company's performance and reputation. However, in order to assess the effectiveness of these initiatives, it is important to measure their impact. In this section, we will discuss ways that businesses can measure the impact of their ethics and CSR initiatives, as well as provide examples of companies that have successfully measured the impact of these practices. Social and environmental impact assessment. One way to measure the impact of business ethics and CSR is to conduct a social and environmental impact assessment. This involves evaluating a company's activities and initiatives to determine their impact on society and the environment. SEIAS can be conducted internally or by third-party organizations and can help businesses identify areas where they can improve their ethical and social responsibility practices. Stakeholder engagement and feedback. Another way to measure the impact of business ethics and CSR is to engage with stakeholders and gather their feedback. This can include conducting surveys, focus groups, or interviews with customers, employees, suppliers, and other stakeholders. By listening to the feedback of these groups, businesses can gain a better understanding of the impact of their initiatives and identify areas where they can improve. Financial reporting. Financial reporting is another important way to measure the impact of business ethics and CSR. By including information on their social and environmental impact in their financial reports, businesses can demonstrate their commitment to ethical and social responsibility practices. Financial reports can also provide investors and other stakeholders with information on a company's sustainability and long-term viability. Impact metrics. Finally, impact metrics can be used to measure the impact of business ethics and CSR. These can include quantitative measures, such as the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions or the number of hours employees volunteer, as well as qualitative measures, such as improvements in employee satisfaction or customer loyalty. By tracking these metrics over time, businesses can identify trends and measure the effectiveness of their initiatives. Patagonia, a clothing company known for its commitment to sustainability and ethical practices, has implemented a number of initiatives to measure the impact of its CSR practices. For example, the company conducts a biannual survey of its suppliers to evaluate their social and environmental practices. Patagonia also measures its carbon footprint and has set targets for reducing its greenhouse gas emissions. Unilever, a multinational consumer goods company, has implemented a sustainable living plan to measure the impact of its CSR practices. The plan includes a number of targets, such as reducing the company's environmental footprint and improving the livelihoods of millions of people by 2020. Unilever has also developed a tool called the Sustainable Living Plan Dashboard, which tracks the company's progress towards these targets and provides regular updates to stakeholders. Toms, a footwear and apparel company, has implemented a program called One for One, which donates a pair of shoes to a child in need for every pair of shoes purchased. The company has developed impact metrics to measure the success of this program, such as the number of shoes donated and the impact on the lives of the children who receive them. Challenges in measuring the impact of business ethics and CSR. While measuring the impact of business ethics and CSR is important, it can also be challenging. Some of the challenges that businesses may face when trying to measure the impact of their initiatives include lack of standards and metrics. There is currently no standard set of metrics for measuring the impact of business ethics and CSR initiatives. This can make it difficult for businesses to compare their performance to that of other companies and to demonstrate their impact to stakeholders. However, various organizations have developed frameworks and standards that can help businesses measure and report on their social and environmental impact. For instance, the Global Reporting Initiative is an international organization that provides guidelines for sustainability reporting. These guidelines include a set of performance indicators that businesses can use to measure their sustainability impact. Similarly, the ISO 26000 standard provides guidance on social responsibility and includes recommendations for measuring and reporting on social performance. Complexity of impact. Measuring the impact of business ethics and CSR initiatives can be complex, as the impact may not be immediately evident and may take time to materialize. For instance, investing in sustainable supply chain practices may not yield immediate financial benefits, but it may help mitigate future supply chain risks and improve the company's reputation in the long run. Additionally, it can be difficult to disentangle the impact of specific initiatives from other factors that may influence business performance. Difficulty in measuring intangible benefits. Many of the benefits of business ethics and CSR initiatives are intangible and difficult to quantify. For instance, improving employee well-being or promoting diversity and inclusion may not have a direct financial impact, but can contribute to a more engaged and productive workforce in the long run. Similarly, investing in sustainable practices may help improve brand reputation and customer loyalty, but it can be challenging to attribute these benefits to specific initiatives. Despite these challenges, businesses can still measure the impact of their ethics and CSR initiatives by adopting a systematic and transparent approach to measurement and reporting. Some strategies that businesses can use to measure the impact of their initiatives include defining clear objectives. Businesses should define clear objectives for their ethics and CSR initiatives, including the expected impact on various stakeholders. This can help guide measurement efforts and ensure that the initiatives are aligned with the company's overall strategy. Using a mix of qualitative and quantitative measures. While quantitative measures such as financial metrics are important, businesses should also use qualitative measures to capture the intangible benefits of their initiatives. For instance, surveys, focus groups, and other forms of stakeholder engagement can help businesses understand the impact of their initiatives on employees, customers, and other stakeholders. Comparing the company's performance to that of peers and industry standards can help businesses identify areas for improvement and demonstrate the impact of their initiatives to stakeholders. Organizations such as the Dow Jones Sustainability Index and the FTS Evergood Index provide benchmarks for sustainability performance. Transparent reporting on the impact of ethics and CSR initiatives can help businesses build trust with stakeholders and demonstrate their commitment to responsible business practices. Reporting should be aligned with recognized frameworks such as the GRI and should provide a balanced view of the company's performance, including areas for improvement. Examples of companies that have successfully measured the impact of their ethics and CSR initiatives include Unilever, a global consumer goods company, has set ambitious sustainability targets under its Sustainable Living Plan. The company uses a mix of quantitative and qualitative measures to track its progress, including carbon and water footprint reduction, improved sourcing of raw materials, and increased sales of sustainable products. The company also regularly reports on its sustainability performance using recognized frameworks such as the GRI. Patagonia, a clothing company, has a strong commitment to environmental sustainability and social responsibility. The company measures the impact of its initiatives through a range of metrics, including carbon emissions, water usage, and the use of recycled materials in its products. The company also engages with stakeholders through surveys and other forms of feedback to understand the impact of its initiatives on employees, customers, and other stakeholders. Measuring the impact of business ethics and CSR initiatives is important to demonstrate the value of these practices to stakeholders and to guide ongoing improvement efforts. While there are challenges to measuring impact, businesses can adopt a systematic and transparent approach to measurement and evaluation by establishing clear goals and objectives, selecting appropriate metrics, collecting relevant data, and analyzing and reporting the results. Businesses can gain valuable insights into the effectiveness of their initiatives and identify areas for improvement. To overcome the challenges of measuring impact, businesses can also collaborate with industry associations, NGOs, and other stakeholders to develop standards and metrics that are widely recognized and accepted. This can help to ensure that businesses are using comparable methods and metrics to measure their impact and to report their performance to stakeholders. Overall, businesses that are committed to ethical and responsible practices must be willing to invest in measuring and evaluating the impact of their initiatives. By doing so, they can demonstrate their commitment to stakeholders, gain insights into the effectiveness of their initiatives, and identify opportunities for improvement. This can ultimately lead to stronger and more sustainable businesses, as well as more positive impacts for society and the environment. In this episode, we have discussed the importance of business ethics and corporate social responsibility and provided tips and strategies for businesses looking to implement these practices. We have also explored the challenges that businesses may face when trying to implement and measure the impact of these practices. We began by defining business ethics and CSR and discussing their benefits, including enhanced reputation, improved stakeholder relations, and long-term financial performance. We then provided tips and strategies for businesses to implement strong ethics and CSR initiatives, including establishing a code of ethics, developing a CSR strategy, engaging stakeholders, embedding ethics and CSR in business processes, and measuring the impact of these initiatives. We also discussed some of the challenges that businesses may face when trying to implement and measure the impact of business ethics and CSR, such as lack of standards and metrics, difficulty in demonstrating causality, and potential for greenwashing. In conclusion, it is important for businesses to prioritize ethics and CSR in their operations to ensure long-term success and sustainability. By following the strategies and tips we have discussed, businesses can establish a culture of responsibility and accountability that benefits both the company and society as a whole. We encourage listeners to apply these strategies in their own businesses and continue to learn and adapt as new challenges and opportunities arise. Next week on Tips, Tricks, and Insights, we will discuss risk management, identifying and mitigating risks. Stay tuned for more insights and strategies to help your business thrive.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.